This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website.
Good morning and happy Easter. I can't tell you how good it is to be looking at a church with people in it. I've spent the past 12 weeks in here recording to an empty building, and I have missed you guys. There was at one point I was even going to request cardboard cutouts or at least pictures of you to stick around to make me feel like I was part of the church family. But it is so good to be back here in the building worshiping God together this morning, and how significant on Easter morning, which is all about new life and new beginning and the hope that God brings to us and to the whole world. So it is so good to be together this morning. He is risen. And that is our message this morning that we all receive. Let's take a moment now and close our eyes and speak to God in prayer. Lord God, the first Easter morning, the women who found Jesus' tomb empty were terrified and afraid. God, your Bible also tells us the leaders and the elders in the city of Jerusalem were troubled and worried that Jesus' tomb was empty. We also know that some disciples were amazed and fascinated by this empty tomb that they could not explain, and it was so hard for them to understand. And we know that some of your disciples struggled to believe that the tomb was empty because you, Jesus, rose from the dead. And they doubted it. God, you know what each of us are thinking this morning about hearing the words of the angels. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. Some of us are afraid to believe because what it might mean for us and the change it will bring in us and in our lives. And some of us are doubtful. We have questions. We need you to answer. Some of us are amazed and fascinated. We can't understand it, but in faith, we believe it. Meet with each of us this Easter morning. We're all here to meet with you, Jesus. We want to meet with you, our God who came and lived among us, died in our place for our sins, and rose again to show your power and the hope we have. The hope we have when we believe and trust in you. So God, this morning we begin by saying thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for your love for us. Help us to believe in you, to trust in you, to know you more as we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing together.
We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Praise the God of glory, majesty,
praise forever to the King of Kings.
And the morning mass you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death.
Are you somebody who likes surprises? Not everybody likes surprises, but most of us do, especially when they're good surprises, like it's your birthday and you get to open presents and the surprise of seeing what's inside. Or what about when you wake up in the morning and you pull back the blinds and it's a snow day? And that means maybe not going to school or maybe not going to work, although that's no longer a novelty. But, you know, a snow day can be a really great surprise. What about you go into the bathroom and you look in the bath and there's a spider? Is that a good surprise? Is that, oh, look at that little creepy crawly, let me help it out through the window? Or is it a complete freak out? Not a good surprise. Or what about the surprise of when somebody gets down on one knee and opens up a little box and inside is a very small ring with a very big jewel on top, and there's a surprise of the question, will you marry me? Or what about the surprise of mummy going into hospital and coming out with a new little baby brother or a baby sister? Or there's the surprise of a friend calling to your house unexpectedly, and hopefully you still don't have your pajamas on. One surprise is unlike any other, and it is the greatest surprise and is the best surprise, and it's why we are here this morning and what we are celebrating, and that is that Jesus is alive. It totally catches us by surprise. It is hard for us to understand and to take in that somebody who could be dead and dead for 3 days is now alive. It's the best surprise ever. And Blake's going to come up and he's going to read from Mark's Gospel where it describes this moment when they were surprised. Come on up, Blake.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. see the place where they laid him.
They say the Irish love telling stories, and there's nothing like hearing a good story. I think I have a few great stories, things that have happened in my life that I will never forget, and I love to tell these stories. But pretty much every time I tell these stories, I hear a voice, and it is my husband, Jonathan. And he says, I have heard this story so many times. Are you seriously going to tell it again? And I say, but the people I'm telling it to haven't heard this story. Sometimes I tell you a story on a Sunday morning, and Jonathan's saying, you know what, Catherine Malone must be fed up hearing that story. And I say, have I told them that one before? So sometimes I even start a story by apologizing, saying, I'm so sorry if you've heard this story before. The story of Jesus rising from the dead is the best story. It is the greatest story. That's why it's told not once, twice, three times, but four times in each of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all tell the story. We heard Blake reading earlier, the story is told by Mark's Gospel. And even when you finish reading the Gospels and you go into the rest of the New Testament, Paul, Peter, and others tell that same story, okay, a little bit briefer, but they tell the same story again and again. Because when it's a good story and when it's the greatest story, you want to tell it again and again to make sure everybody has heard the story and knows it. In a moment, we're going to hear the story as told by Luke. In Luke's Gospel. And when Luke tells the story, he describes how two of Jesus' disciples were surprised to see Jesus because they had seen Jesus crucified. They had seen somebody push a spear into his side to check that he was well and truly dead. They knew Jesus was put in a tomb. They knew that tomb had a huge stone in front of it. And they also knew it had two Roman guards representing the power and the authority of the Roman Empire. So they thought their time with Jesus was over. And they thought Jesus was over. He was old news. His story was finished. And so when Luke tells his story, these two disciples are on their way home. They thought everything was finished. So they were on their way home. Luke tells us this story. Let's watch it now in this short video that's going to be up on the screen.
Two people, moving and marching, thinking, head scratching about something big that's just been happening. But on the road to Emmaus from Jerusalem way, two became three as another says, hey, hey, says he, you've been thinking and head scratching. Has something big just been happening? You've not heard about what's been happening? All of Jerusalem have been head scratching. What have I missed? Asks the man. I'd love to know. Please tell if you can. It's about a man called Jesus, and we thought he was coming to rescue God's people and send the Romans off running. He did, and he said loads of cool stuff from a place up north called Nazareth. He told great stories and healed the sick. He knew people by name and what made them tick. Oh, remember that wedding? He turned water to wine, brought his friend back to life, and his friend felt just fine. He was sharing and caring, just ask his friend Pete. He walked on the water with only his feet. He said shush to the storm and the storm was hushed. He did a miracle with bread and thousands were stuffed. Besides all this, his sermon up a hill had so many stories, super cool and brill. I can't believe it. What a big loss. A man so great who hung on a cross, and on that cross, that's where he died. I feel so tied up in knots inside. And 3 days have passed, though it feels more like 70, because now we've heard that his tomb is empty. That's right, you heard me. His body is gone. But who'd take his body? He never did wrong. You seem confused and out of the picture. So let me show you what it says in the scripture. It was always the plan, right from the start, because Jesus loves you with all of his heart. He died on the cross, but rose from the tomb. He came back to life so you can live too. And as they were moving, and still head scratching, two of them stopped, but the third kept on marching. Don't go, please, the two say. The sun's gone to bed, so why don't you stay? Good point, says the third. Day has turned to night. I'll stop over with you two and then grab a bite. And as they sit down to eat, they close their eyes. He thanks God for the grub, then what a surprise! The two people stare and then rub their eyes. It's Jesus, not gone, but fully alive! And before they say seconds, there's more bread going round. Jesus just vanishes. He cannot be found. The two are left thinking and really head scratching. They'd just been with Jesus. Something big was happening. We must say we've seen Jesus, so tie up your shoes. Quick, to Jerusalem. There's no time to lose. All along it was Jesus, the very same one. They were searching the scriptures with God's precious son. It's the biggest story that's ever been told. About Jesus who's risen, it never gets old. The two met with Jesus in the most surprising way. They shared the story, and we still share it today.
When you have bad days, when things go wrong, or whenever you do wrong, when days are difficult and hard, this story changes everything for you. Because we know that we'll not always be like this. We will not always feel anxious or sad or worried or afraid or frustrated or neglected or lonely. We will not always feel like this because it will not always be like this. Jesus rising from the dead means God can change and does change everything. The greatest surprise of Jesus rising from the dead changes everything. Jesus risen from the dead shows us what God can do and what God will do when we believe and trust in him. Dorothy is going to come and she's going to read what the Bible says about how Jesus rising from the dead changes everything.
The reading is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 5. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new."
We're going to pray together. So we're going to pray with our eyes open, and I'm going to lead us in prayer. And you will see on the screen the words, "Yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, Jesus is alive." And we're going to then finish and close our prayer together using those words in what we know as the Lord's Prayer. So follow the words on the screen as we pray now with our eyes open. Lord God, from the darkness of the cross, you wore a crown of thorns and nails on your hands and feet. You died, and into a dark tomb they placed you. But that was not the end. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Jesus is alive. The stone rolled away. The guards froze with fear. You walked from the tomb in a new resurrection body. And so we know, yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, Jesus is alive. Everything changed. We make mistakes, but now we have hope. We grieve, but we have hope. We struggle, but we have hope. We are afraid, but we have hope because yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, Jesus is alive. Sin has lost its power. No more fear of death. In Jesus, we have all we need to live our best life, and to live forever. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Jesus is alive. Fill us with the joy of the resurrection. Fill us with the power of the resurrection. Fill our lives with your Holy Spirit that brings life and makes all things new. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Jesus is alive. So let us join together with the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing now about what that means, that if God, through Jesus, is our Saviour and our Lord, and we believe and we trust in him, the Bible promises that Jesus comes and lives in us with all the power of the resurrection and all that means to change our lives and to change the world around us. So the song we're going to sing now is I'm a City on the Hill. And the girls are going to come up and they're going to help us and lead us in singing it and also in the action. So come up, girls. Let's stand and let's sing I Am a City on a Hill. It has been great to gather here this morning and to celebrate the victory of Jesus over sin and death. May you receive this blessing now as you go today. May you live this week with confidence that you have hope because of Jesus. You have been set free. Your sins are forgiven. You have life eternal. Nothing can separate you now from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, who died on a cross but rose again as our Saviour and Lord. So may you know the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit this Easter day and always. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.